This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how. Someone that loves me to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. My hands are ready. My feet are ready. My heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring.
Roaring, roaring like a lion.
Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside. Roaring like a lion. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Roaring,
he's roaring.
Roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yeah, yeah.
Roaring,
roaring,
he's roaring. And the fire fall. Father, come shake the ground.
Shake the ground with the sound.
A revival.
Tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, we've got the Duck Commander in the house. Phil Robertson is with us. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, wonderful to be talking to you. Of course, lots been said about Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg goes to the Hill and says he's telling the whole truth and nothing but. Here it is, as a conservative voice, Facebook decided to censor you, huh?
Yeah, they censored me. What's amazing, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, the same ideology. A lot of people call it left-wing and all this. I just call it, it's an evil ideology with the evil one is providing all the fuel for them. But they started when I quoted Bible verses that I believe perversion was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
I quoted 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Yeah, it's in the list there. Right. Along with thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers. Yeah, it's sinful, all of it. Well, they were just, A&E got all stirred up, you know, and they fired me for about 9 days. So the people raised such an outcry, which I'm fortunate for that, I guess. So I was reinstated. Well, 4 or 5 years later, the first thing Zuckerberg and them did is they censured the episode on CRTV was how to make a duck gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Martinis, to make a duck gumbo, you have to have you some ducks, son.
That's right.
So we go out and get our ducks, and I showed people how to dress a duck.
Right.
You have to pick them, for crying out loud. It's like the supermarkets across the world are full of chickens and turkeys and beef and cattle and millions of metric tons a day. But fried chicken is not much if you leave the feathers on them, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't taste as good.
You know, when you eat your sushi, that's a dead fish, and first one thing another, and they wrap the rice around it, but that fish has to be caught, killed, and dressed, and the guts out of it.
Right.
Well, I'm showing that. I've never even thought anything about it, so I picked the ducks, and I'm cleaning them. Well, they censored that under the guise of it was too violent. So I'm thinking all this produce and all these supermarkets back in the meat market and the violence that it took in order to get it there for consumption, I'm thinking, what kind of mind comes up with that? Well, I just laughed out loud when the guys told me they censored that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we were on, I'm showing them a lot of things on Southern recipes and everything from child rearing to how to cook. So I'm skinning catfish. I'm taking the skin off of catfish, lopping their head off, and I'm putting them over in a bowl, and I'm showing them how to skin catfish.
Right.
Well, Zuckerberg and his team censored that as being too violent.
So now we have Duck Lives Matter. We've got Catfish Lives Matter.
Yeah, we're so serious about, really, the goal, we laugh, but really, after they did that, it's when I got on Facebook. I've never turned on a computer in my life, but somebody figured out how to get on it.
Uh-huh.
On my behalf, I don't own a cell phone, never have owned one, so it where I am now on CRTV, and I'm
right.
I'm duking it out with a boy billionaire. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I went straight at Zuckerberg for about a 15-minute speech, and I basically told him, I said, Zuckerberg, I said, you can't curtail freedom of speech willy-nilly mm-hmm. and censor people for doing something as benign as skinning catfish or picking a duck. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
So I basically chewed him out about it. I will say that in the last 3 days that they sent me word, Mr. Robertson, we made a mistake there.
Mm-hmm.
So he has officially apologized. Now, whether they will continue, but the whole thing just shows you what they do. We just are keep trampling. We keep abridging. The Constitution said don't abridge freedom of speech and content, length, the extent, the scope. We have to be able to speak freely in America because it's going to be a dangerous place. You got to remember, Martinez, really they're after me because I proclaim Jesus, his death for the sins of the world.
Right.
His burial and resurrection, life and immortality comes through Jesus and him only.
Mm-hmm.
I proclaim that, and the left-wingers of the country, they know that. That's what they want to stop. They mm-hmm. want to stop a guy like me who quotes Bible verses and who follows Jesus and says crazy things like, why don't we just try loving God and loving each other for a while, for crying mm-hmm. out loud. We ran God out of America over the last 50, 60 years, out of our school systems. He's been run out of Hollywood for way longer than that. The news media, they ran him out of there. The Democratic Party literally booed him out of there a couple of cycles ago.
That's right.
And so we're looking at the results and all the shootings and mayhem and robbery. And what's amazing is that ripping your offspring from their mothers, that's fine. You have a right to do that. And at the same time, skinning a catfish is too violent, or plucking a duck.
Yeah.
Martinez, when we're dealing with that kind of mind, my man, it has to be from the evil one. It just, it is a sad thing to watch.
Well, it's not a surprise, Phil. As you know, the Bible warned us that woe to them on that day that evil is called good, good called evil, sweet, sour, sweet. And here we are. We're living this out all because supposedly, as you say, you got the billionaire boy man in Mark Zuckerberg with all his supposed intelligence and arrogance.
Yep.
Really demonstrating in front of everybody his lack of education and ignorance. It just in, you know, your specific case and censoring
oh, yeah.
you over a common act.
They tell me, I'm not sure because I've never clicked on to the internet. They take some of these episodes off CRTV and put them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. When they do, every time it's 25, 30 million people click on to that. So what's ironic about it all is the information that I'm giving out there. I'm down in Louisiana. I'm a God-fearing man, for crying out loud.
Right.
It's America. And they have taken upon themselves to tell me what I'm going to eat. And can you imagine telling people living in Louisiana
yeah.
about not skinning fish? Louisiana, it's crabs, oysters, shrimp, catfish. We're famous for it.
Right.
Raised that way, our culture down here. I commercial fished the river before I started building duck calls.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes,
duck calls are used to call ducks in for duck hunters, and we harvest the birds and we use them for table fare. At Genesis 9, 7,000 years ago, when God, when Noah and his family, not but eight left, all the rest of them were drowned, he tells them, he says, be fruitful and multiply. He said, the fear and dread of you humans, will fall upon all the beasts of the earth, the birds of the air, the creatures that move along the ground, and the fish of the sea. All they have all been given to you, and to your hands I give them. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you, just
Amen.
As I gave you the green
Amen.
Plants. I now give you everything.
Exactly. Phil, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Phil Robertson, the Duck Commander, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the Duck Commander himself, Phil Robertson. Phil, before we get into a couple other topics, I want to get into regarding the state of our union right now. Tell us a little bit about CRTV and what you've been doing with that.
CRTV is just a way. What they did was, from time to time, somebody would have a cell phone and be standing behind me, and they would put something I said on Facebook, because I've never been on the internet at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they would, via the cell phones, I would say something somewhere. Well, when that got on on a bigger format.
Yeah.
I said, well, you guys figure it out, and I'll go with it, whatever y'all come up with. So they came up with me being on the CRTV with, you know, I'm with like Michelle Mullen, Mark Levin.
Right, exactly. They got a great line.
Anyway, they routed me through there. I tend to view things not so much political as I do spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, hey, it's part of the American fabric.
Right.
So I'm on the thing. We do everything from how to raise children to how to catch fish to hunt ducks. And we talk about all the political issues, but I always view it from a spiritual standpoint.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Martinez, you look out there at our culture, I see two groups. One group, I see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, endless self-control. I see them, and I say, well, I'm reading the scriptures, and they say, we're the Jesus people. I'm like, those are really good people.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, I'm seeing a gigantic crowd that are into, I deal with them daily.
Mm-hmm.
Drug addicts, I go into the rehabs and the prisons, and I'm talking to them. They're known for violence, murder, rape, robbery, mayhem, sexual immorality. Oh my goodness, Martinez. The CDC says at any given time in the United States of America, 110 million are suffering from a sexually transmitted disease.
That's incredible.
Martinez, that's one out of three, dude.
Wow.
You're like, most people, what are you doing? I said, just read the Center for Disease Control. I'm just telling y'all. And these things, there are a lot of people that are dying. This stuff, when you get into perversion and all and the AIDS thing, right at 40 million worldwide have died from the sexually transmitted disease, HIV, which it's really a sad thing. So we're trying to just challenge them to turn from their ways, the wicked side, and to turn to God. Martinez, we've got this no God thing. We've had it going now for about 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
It began with outlawing no praying in the schools, no Bible in the schools, the theory of evolution only. And then we just ran him out of the Democratic Party, ran him out of their platform. We took the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses. So we've tried the no God thing for the last 60 years. Martinez, my question for America is, how's that working for us?
Exactly. I mean, here we are. We've entered an era of lawlessness at every turn. Look at, I don't care what you look at. If you look at immigration, you look at the school system, our national and international footprint, it is all compromised because of the rule of law.
It makes me sick to see what we're doing to ourselves, the greatest nation on earth. I'm seeing it collapse, Martinez, and it just chills me to the bone.
Right.
So I, for one, am trying to get the information out on what will solve the whole thing. Turn to God. Follow Jesus. Why don't we try loving God and loving our neighbor, for crying out loud?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Like, well, what in the world are you, this old nut down in Louisiana, talking about? I said, love God and love your neighbor. What could be wrong with that? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So it's spiritual warfare, my man. We're trying to reach as many as we can via CRTV because with that thing, I don't have sponsors. Because if you have sponsors, Martinez, the first time I say something, that you can't be talking about perversion. Well, they give me the axe. So I had to have a format where they can't drop the axe on me like Zuckerberg tried the other day. I just challenged him on it. By the way, within the last 72 hours, they did send a message, Zuckerberg and Facebook, apologizing, and they said it was a mistake to censor me skinning a catfish. I said, well, we're making headway, Martin.
That's right.
one
catfish head at a time, you know, making some headway. This is incredible. Well, Phil, you know, you and I have talked about this before. You know, it's not so much about you and me. It's about our kids and our grandkids. It's the legacy that passes forth. And what you believe in as a man of faith, as I am as well, I go back to the book of Genesis when God is talking to Cain, who was down in his mouth. And he gave him a simple admonition. And it echoes through the millennia. It says, Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
That's it.
And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
And he told him, by the way, sin is crouching at your door,
right,
but you must master it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't listen to God, and he killed his brother. You fast forward 2,000 years, and John the Apostle said, you can tell who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are by this one thing. Whoever does not love his brother and who does not do right is not a child of God. And then he said, do not, he goes all the way back to that text you quoted. He goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. And he said, do not be like Cain, now listen to this, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother.
Right.
Don't do that. Well, America and the world, they've had a hard time with something. It's so simple, it's profound.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus said the father of murder is the devil.
Right.
So when you see all this murder and they pawn it off, well, it's the gun problem and the way they were raised. When you get right down to it, it's the evil one, Martinez. He was a murderer from the beginning, Jesus said. And then he added this, and he's the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at America, you say a lot of murder. We slaughter our own offspring and then reel back in horror if a man skins a catfish. They slaughter their children, Martinez.
Yes.
They say we've done nothing wrong. You talk about violence. Just think about that, the procedure to take a human being out there piece at a time out of a mother's womb. Yeah. To them, that's not violent. That's the right a woman has.
Exactly.
But to me, I'm skinning a blooming catfish for crying out loud, and they censor it. Is that sad or what?
Yeah, that's how crazy we've gotten. That's what happens when you begin to see things according to your own eyes, right?
That's it.
And you don't want to bring God into it. And then so you become a culture of death. You wonder why your kids are getting shot up in school. And meanwhile, there's 60 million babies being aborted.
Yep.
And baby parts being sold. And the person they jail is the person who blows the whistle on them. And meanwhile, the people that are selling the baby parts get away with it. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with our culture here, Phil?
It's evil, man.
Yeah.
It's the evil one has his hand on the throttle, and he's the fuel behind all that. And if you think about it realistically, the only thing that will change human beings, I've seen it with the drug addicts. I go to talk to people on death row. They hear the gospel of Jesus. They allow them to go down on some pond. They baptize them down there in the pond on them lakes down at Angola. And the only thing that will change them, and that warden was talking to me, he said, Phil, when we started letting you guys in here and y'all started telling people about Jesus dying for them, and y'all tell them that even here in prison, they're there for life, Martinez, they're never getting out. I tell them, guys, just remember this. This is the end of the line for you. You're never getting out of here. You're never going back down that road you came in on to get to this prison. But you know what? You can be under lock and key, but you can still be free.
Phil, we got to leave it right there. Sadly, we're all wrapped up and out of time, but I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Take care. God bless.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Catholic intellectual and best-selling New York Times author George Weigel is with us. He's out with his new book, The Fragility of Order, Catholic Reflections on Turbulent Times, looking at the intense struggles of the humanity of the past several decades, both in the church and in the world through a Catholic lens, bringing the philosophical and theological viewpoints for which Weigel is particularly known. The book analyzes those turbulent times through the distinct moral lens of the Catholic viewpoint. George, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Nice to be with you, Bill. It's a beautiful day here in the swamp. At least speaking from a meteorological point of view.
Yes, we understand this, and it is probably with much wonder in looking at the swamp as it continues to expose itself. That seems to be also part of this era, is that much exposure is being revealed to us, and, you know, like Jack Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth. Maybe we can, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of stuff to sort out in the United States these days, but the fundamental thing, it seems to me, we need to sort out, or at least that which I focus on in this book, is the state of our public moral culture. Mm-hmm. When freedom is reduced to license, when the word fair applied to virtually any act of someone's willfulness simply stops conversation, when the word choice is constantly invoked without completing the sentence, choose
right.
what?
Yeah.
We've got a serious, serious problem. And I think the turbulence we experience in our public life really goes down to that depth level.
George, do you think in large part, yes, certainly breakdown in morality, which has led to a, in a sense, an era of lawlessness? I mean, we seem to be very lawless, are we not?
Well, it's not so much a breakdown of morality is not quite the way I would phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
This country was a pretty wild place in the 19th century mm-hmm. from a moral point of view, and we need not look to Chicago during Prohibition for
right.
examples of moral stability.
The Roaring Twenties roared for a reason, right?
What we're lacking is reality contact.
Mm-hmm.
We've convinced ourselves that a man can look in a mirror, tell himself he's a woman, and all of us have to say, yes, you're a woman. We've convinced ourselves that an undeniably human being, which is what is formed by human conception, is not to be afforded the protection of the laws. We've convinced ourselves that doctors can become agents of death rather than ministers of life. This all suggests a notion of human nature as infinitely plastic and malleable, and that is making for a lot of unhappiness. And that unhappiness is what's registering up in all sorts of strange ways in our public life.
Exactly. Well, George, we are warned in the Bible, said that there will be a time when that which is good would be called evil, that which is evil called be good. It's like we're here now.
Yeah, we are. What's different now is that this is registering up at a very high legal level through some Supreme Court decisions, which seem to have reduced the meaning of the American founding to my willfulness. That's not what the founders were talking about when they talked about self-evident truths. They understood that a democratic republic can only survive on the basis of reality contact,
mm-hmm.
moral truths built into the world and into us. So that is one root of our present discontents, it seems to me.
Well, your book is a compilation of essays over a period of time, and are you stunned that they're so applicable today? And they, you know, in Fragility of Order, this compilation of essays, which result from your annual William E. Simon lecture that you have been conducting since 2001. Are you amazed, I guess, that they're so relevant today and maybe jump off the pages as admonition to all of us?
Well, I hope it doesn't sound overbearing to say that the reason I decided to publish these in a book
right.
is that I thought they still had some shelf life in them.
Right.
These essays have been written over the past decade or so, but the ones particularly bearing on the American situation have been written over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what seemed to me to be the thread tying all of this together was, you know, the Burkean notion that order has to be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Order is not, whether you're talking about world order or an orderly public life in the American Republic, this is not something that happens by itself. It happens because it's made to happen, because mm-hmm. people keep order. I have to underscore, I don't mean, you know, simply the same old forever. I mean moving into the future through a set of guardrails that are, you know, that guide the journey. Driving without, you know, lane markers is a pretty dangerous business.
Exactly.
We were all watching the Winter Olympics earlier this year. I mean, think of bobsledding without the, you know, without the rails. I mean, you know, you go flying off into space. And there's a sense in which we've been systematically deconstructing the rails for a while, and then, you know, if that's what we've been doing, we shouldn't be wondering why people are flying off in all sorts of different directions.
Exactly. Well, George, I say repeatedly in the show that if we choose to violate the law of gravity, you know, though you say it shouldn't be the same old necessarily, well, but there are some things that are in play here that are consistent with the limits of the universe designed by a very just and fair and loving God, and he puts these rails up there so that we don't damage ourselves. Every time we choose to violate the law of gravity, for example, we seem to understand that, but anything else or anything that gets too close to the agreement that God does exist, it seems to want to knock people off the rails.
Yeah, well, this is part of the confusion of the age, isn't it?
It really is.
The notion that that moral truth is somehow limiting and
or relative. George, we got to pause here real quick because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from George Weigel, his book, The Fragility of Order, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't find the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez, live.
George Weigel returns. His book, The Fragility of Order. George, I wanted to give you a chance to finish your statement. We had to cut it off because we had to go to break, so forgive me.
Yeah, it's simply to complete the conversation we were just having. Moral truth, the moral truth built into the world and into us. For example, the moral truth that an innocent human life deserves the protection of the laws is not a constraint on our humanity, on our freedom. It's a marker. It's a guide. It's a guardrail. Mm-hmm. It's something that teaches us how to live freedom nobly and how to live our freedom so that it actually makes for human happiness. One of the things that strikes me more and more is how freedom without guardrails, liberty reduced to license, has not made for a happier society or mm-hmm. happier individuals.
Right.
This seems pretty obvious when you look around, and yet we haven't yet found a way in our public life to address this without falling into a very dull and pointless argument between choice and constraint.
Yeah.
So that's something the church ought to be doing, by the way.
Yeah.
Pointing out that freedom reduced to willfulness is a two-year-old concept of freedom.
Exactly.
It's not an adult concept of freedom. Freedom that is not tethered to truth and ordered to goodness is the freedom of a two-year-old banging on a piano. Freedom tethered to truth and ordered to goodness is Daniel Barenboim playing the piano. That's an analogy we need to ponder in this society.
Exactly. George, in the book, The Fragility of Order, you go behind the scenes and you give us an account of the contentious 2014-2015 synod in Rome. Break that down for us, if you would.
Well, you know, Roman ecclesiastical politics are not for the delicately minded here.
Right. I hear you.
It's it's a contact sport. And that was the case in both 2014 and 2015, where some really important issues were being engaged and are still being engaged in the church. And one of those issues is similar to what we've been talking about all along here, namely, are there any stable reference points for Catholic life?
Mm.
As there ought to be stable reference points for American public life, or are we just, bobbing up and down on a rushing tidal wave of history? That's fundamentally what the synods of 2014 and 2015 were about.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some things in the church that are just given, period? Like the indissolubility of marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we at liberty to change what we have thought for 2,000 years has been God's will for the church?
Yeah. Did you, I'm curious here, George, for me, because when I look and read about the synods, the recent ones under Pope Francis, that there's some political noise that seems very similar to what we're dealing with here in America today.
Well, I think that's not a bad analogy. I mean, at one level, the most contentious argument in America is about the nature of freedom, as we've been describing. And that is very much a central argument in the Catholic Church and has been for the last 50 years. Now, these things play themselves out differently in the sphere of public life and in the sphere of church life. But we shouldn't be surprised if there are analogies because we're all living in the same social environment, whether we're acting as citizens or as believers in our religious communities.
But as you say, and I agree with you, that the church should be at the forefront of helping us secure our freedom, that we do not enslave ourselves in sin and do something that is going to be inviolate to what the King of the Universe has decided.
Yeah, we should be, and in some degree we are. I mean, I think absent the leadership of the Catholic bishops of the United States, the pro-life movement would not be as vital and vibrant as it is in the U.S. Today.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing as good a job as we ought to be of explaining why it is that we think marriage is what marriage has been understood to be for 5,000 years, why we think unborn children have a right to life, why we think it's a bad idea to have doctors literally turning people off.
Mm-hmm.
We need to explain why these things don't really make for human happiness, despite the culture's claim that if that's what I want, that's what I should be able to get.
Well, and that's been the challenge, is the culture has inculcated the church, and though the church is called to be in the world, not of the world, sadly, it seems to be reflecting more of the values of the current culture than the disciplines and the things that we learned maybe in Catholicism, in our studies early on and in previous generations. Those seem to have gone by the wayside here, and it is at peril, because whether you look at the divorce rate, whether you look at the abortion, the acceptance of abortion, the acceptance that it's okay to have an affair with a married woman or a married man, the acceptance in the church today, according to the latest survey from George Barna, it's extremely shocking, George.
Yeah, and on the other hand, Bill, if you look at the really living parts of the church today, parishes, dioceses, religious orders, lay associations, university chaplaincies, the living parts of the church are the parts that have embraced the full truth of Catholic faith.
Mm.
Catholic light just doesn't work. And this is another thing that I think comes through the chapters in this book, The Fragility of Order, is that you've got a lot of people in the church, particularly in the German-speaking parts of the Catholic Church, who are still trying to make an impossible project, namely Catholic light.
Right. Exactly.
This is as if the Coca-Cola company didn't get the message 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Whenever they tried to muck around with this. So,
with a proven formula, right.
Yeah. So it's a challenging time, but there's...
Well, it is a time that requires some courage here, George, because what's at risk here are the souls of our fellow man. Are we not here to make disciples, as Jesus said, and to be that example? I mean, it is a challenging time in light of, as you say, the pushback from the culture, the influence, social media, all this. But even a basic question that came out of the synod that's creating brain damage among the bishops here in America is they went back to the Pope to ask him a basic question like, well, are you saying that it's okay for people who have been divorced to once again now reconnect with the Eucharist? And we still cannot seem to get a straight answer out of that unless I've missed a memo somewhere.
Well, I think the bishops who understand that there are settled things in the church that are unchangeable are proceeding ahead. Mm-hmm. And those who don't understand that, which they probably didn't understand, 4 years ago. I mean, this is not something. It's not a problem that's been created recently.
Right.
Giving a wink and a nod in the name of what they believe to be compassion. But to go back to the image we've been using before, life without guardrails is a very, very dangerous business, and that is true for the spiritual life and the moral life, as well as for driving up and down I-95.
Exactly. Well, George Weigel, The Fragility of Order, Catholic Reflections on Turbulent Times. What do you want our readers to get from your book?
I want readers to have a deeper understanding of where this turbulence is coming from, because we're not going to be able to prescribe a better path into the future unless we know what the roots of the present turbulence are. This is a book of diagnosis, not of prescription.
How do we get out of it?
Well, that is hinted at in the chapter called A New Awakening, and a new Great Awakening, and I hope that will be of some inspiration to a lot of people.
Well, George, it's good to revisit these essays once again, both challenging and inspiring, and I would say even more so, and it is redemptive. At least that's my takeaway from it, and I'm grateful for the time we've had today, and again, I encourage people to get their hands on this copy. This will be quite encouraging. George Weigel, The Fragility of Order, Catholic Reflections on Turbulent Times, the book available at all the usual places. George, correct?
Yeah, and online and all that kind of
all that.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real